Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal, to save my city. But my old approach wasn't enough. I had to become someone else. I had to become something else. I had to become the Green Arrow.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredian. Tonight, we are talking about episode 23, season 4 of Arrow. Wow, what a finale. I mean, tons to talk about. Dark is finally dead. Yes, it was the last of Vandal Savage and Damian Dark. I mean, come on. That was way too long. These 23 episodes took way too long to get to this point, but we are happy it has happened. Insane scenarios about the 15,000 nuclear missiles just flying over, ready for their destination. And then, of course, the team dismantling and just falling apart and going their own way. Diggle went back to the service, I guess. He had his suit on. And then Thea Queen, she's like, late. So I'm going to go just chill late. And then who else left? I forgot. And then, oh yeah, Lance takes off with Smoke's mom and like, well, yeah, we leaving, bye. And then the only ones left were Oliver and Felicity. And once again, they end up together at the very end, and the shot ends in the Arrow cave, dismantled. I mean, everything just came apart. Literally, everything just came apart. All right, we're going to be live right now for the next 30 minutes, so call in at 914-338-1036. Again, that number is 914-338-1036. We're talking about the finale. You do not have to be an expert to call in. We're just fans. We might have questions too, so don't feel that you need to know it all about Arrow. If you saw the finale, then definitely call in. All right. Let's see. We have a first caller from area code 239. Who is this?
Your co-host, of course, the Green Arrow, Matt.
What's up, Matt? How's it going?
Going good. Wow. Wow. What a hell of a season finale for Arrow. I mean, God, season 4 was truly a great season, especially in the flashbacks of the season finale in this season. The flashbacks were way better.
I was really invested in the flashbacks this time.
Yeah, when Tiana was affected by the idol, and then all of a sudden I got confused at the very end when Amanda Waller showed up. That was insane.
Right?
Yeah, saying, okay, Oliver, time to go home. So now, what's going to happen in season 5 in the flashbacks I'm very interested in. And then I did like when the ghosts were attacking the Arrow cave and then Merlin showed up. That was cool. And then the part when Oliver gave his speech to the whole city. And then when the opening scene, when Damian Dark is at the...
Yeah, hey, I wanted to ask you about that speech that Oliver gave. compared to Supergirl's speech of hope. Which one do you think was a better one?
I'd say Supergirl.
Me too.
You?
But still,
I'd
Oliver's there.
Supergirl.
He's a definitely second runner-up.
Yeah, I did like Oliver's too, that he wants to give the goody hope, and they
how
all
crazy
of them did help.
At the end, he becomes the mayor of Star
yes.
City. I mean, whoa.
Yeah, that was insane. Now he's
you know what
mayor
I thought
Star
he was
City.
Going to do?
What?
I thought he was going to tell the city that he is the Green Arrow.
Me too. I thought that was insane. I mean, oh my God. Seeing him become mayor at the very end, that was
crazy.
Amazing. I mean,
crazy stuff.
There's
going
to be so
yeah.
much to do in season 5. I cannot wait to see what they do in the 100th episode. Boy, in the 100th episode, they better make it 2 hours. Please make it 2 hours. Because when they did Smallville in the 100th episode, when Jonathan Kent died, because they kill off too many people on this show. In the 100th episode,
yeah.
find a way to make it happy and still epic. Do one more Flash Arrow crossover, please. And please, guys, do it 100th episode of Arrow. I'm very excited to see what your guys are going to do in season 5. Oh, and that one scene when they all fought Damian Dark, that was cool. When it was the whole town,
yeah.
it was a lot like the Dark Knight Rises there.
It was. It was.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. And then he goes, how did Dark even lose his magic? I mean, that was insane. And then he goes,
you know, I thought he was
going to
just wipe out the whole street, like everybody on the street. I thought he was just going to wipe them out and then take all their,
he did it first,
you know, their spirit
and then
energy.
The town was like, yeah, and then the town was like saying, we don't want you here. Get out of here. Get the hell out of here. And then he goes, okay, I'm going to kill you all because I brought some friends too. And then I liked it with Dark's underground base where him and his daughter was. And then when they were all in there at the apartment in the opening scene as Dark's about to kill Donna, I would have been happy if Donna died, to be honest.
Wow.
I would have been happy if Mama Smoke died because I don't care for her all that much. I mean, why is she there for?
Wow.
It wasn't
okay.
worth it for her and Lance to hook up.
Yeah. Well, you know, can you imagine if someone else dies that he loves?
Yeah.
He would be crushed.
He would
be like,
he'd die too.
He'd be like, I cannot win.
No. Poor Lance. But I thought for them to go into the sunset was good because we need to see Lance find time to grieve and be happy. I think Lance is going to get married again in season 5.
Mm.
Wonder how Dinah feels
about
that.
I mean, we were talking about this on the Flash talk. I mean, does that mean they don't know Barry Allen anymore? I mean, what happened?
Probably not.
Like, I mean, I know their storyline keeps going forward. They're not going to time travel back, but
no,
does that mean their memory of Barry's like wiped out, like of Cisco and everything like that? And then what about Oliver's costume? Remember, Cisco worked on his costume.
Yeah, so maybe in season 5 we're going to see a completely different costume, or it's going to go back to the way it was in season 1.
Maybe the basics, just like the old Robin Hood costume.
Maybe that's why he reset time, so Team Arrow could also have time to mourn on Laurel. And because Thea goes, okay, I'm out, bye bye. And then Thea goes, I'm sorry, man, I need to go do some stuff over Andy and with my wife. And okay, I'm done. So then it's just Oliver and Felicity, and he's the mayor of the city. But I don't get why Oliver feels he's got some darkness in him still. Why do you feel, due to Damian Dark, you avenged Laurel and you got the Felicity back? And that's how it's going to go in season 5. And I just hope right in the season premiere they get married for real. Start off the season fresh. No ghosts, no bad guys. Get married for real. You're meant to, because when Laurel guy, Jean goes, I hope you find your way to Felicity again. She said that.
Right, right.
So I'm hoping that Oliver and Felicity do get back together. And it did look that way. I did like that final end scene. It was playing the amazing score, and it saw them looking at the Arrow Cave and all the stuff. And I thought it was just so cool at the very end of the episode. I thought it was a great season. I have a whole bunch of great favorite episodes in season 5. I mean, season 4. Season 5 hasn't even hit yet.
Yeah, season 4.
Season 4 was great. Damian Darhk.
Yeah, and we're
hitting
our
film.
5th year with Arrow, so does that mean this is the last of the 5 years on that island?
I hope so, because I heard he's going to be going off to Russia to help avenge Tatiana's stuff or help take those prisoners over there. Or he might even return home. But there's no sense on going home in the flashback. Is there?
Yeah. Remember that one flashback where he was at Starling City?
Oh, he was? Or was that Coast City?
Yeah.
When Amanda Waller... Yeah, it was Coast City. Amanda Waller found them in the bar, and that's when she drugged them in the season premiere. And that's when she put Oliver back on the island. But still, great special effects this season. I just thought it was
great,
a great year. I can't wait to see how
it was a great ending. A lot of people are not liking the ending, Matt. A lot of people are saying that the Flash kind of fell on a dud. Here's the LA Times, which I'm from in Los Angeles. It says the LA Times says, "Broken Arrow, a dud finale highlights the series in decline." Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
That was great.
It says here, using the power of hope to overcome evil magic would be a subplot plot to a My Little Pony Friendship is Magic movie, much less the finale to a season of Arrow. The image of Oliver Queen besting his enemy and saving the day thanks to the emotional boost of thousands of faceless Star City residents is bad enough. But this was a mangled ending, foolishly dedicated to a bungled attempt to incorporate magic into the show storyline long ago. Wow. I didn't see it like that.
Well,
that's
some parts of the season, I didn't care for Damian Darhk because Genesis didn't go
anywhere. Well, I didn't
like
Damian Darhk, period. Remember, I was
me
like,
neither.
Just kill him.
Bad villain. Just kill him. And I thought Merlin was going to die too. I almost thought something big was going to end with Merlin again with Thea. Like when Thea's just sitting there, I'm wondering if she goes, okay, I'm going to call Roy or I'm going to call go with my dad again. But no, it's not just going to happen.
Yeah, and here in the article it says, here's some bullet points on the irks that they have with the show. Let's see if we agree or disagree with them, Matt. Here he says, seriously, how many times is Malcolm Merlin going to change allegiances? This is a mean thing to happen, not a character trait. Well, what do you think about that?
Like it's at the end of the world. Damian Darhk wants to kill people, and then Merlin was working with Darhk, and I don't get it. I seriously don't get it.
He's with everybody. Roz with everybody. All right, here's another bullet point. Everything about the finale fight sequence was bordering on the terrible, not to mention Darhk once again accidentally criticizing the writing when the villain is pointing out the meaningless of the city's residents suddenly believing in Oliver as a savior seconds after they were rioting. That's bad. Darhk having to remind us he's a trained ninja just to validate the final fight of the season was a great look. Wasn't a great look either. Now remember, he did announce that he was in the League of Assassins. Did he really have to say that right before he was going to fight?
No, because Oliver trained with Ra's al Ghul, and Darhk didn't even know that. Duh.
All right,
so,
here's another one. Thea sees her threat to kill Dark's daughter as a bad thing. I see it only of the only interesting things that happened in the entire finale. It's been that kind of season. So there you go. Here's another one. You know, it says, now you know how it feels. Quentin Lentz never changed. I'd watch Paul Blackthorne series right now. And while I'm happy for him and Donna as the show's comic relief couple, we have to assume he's going to snap over Laurel's death at some point, right? It's bad enough that Felicity has essentially brushed that nuclear holocaust dirt off her shoulder, but not giving Blackthorne a chance to chew on some scenes of Quentin battling his alcoholism would be a missed opportunity. And then he continues, the undertaking, the siege, the outbreak, when your city has codenames for annual catalyst, you've got a serious problem. That's funny. All right, here's the last one. I know, me too. Here's the last one. All snark aside, Arrow has been in serious decline for 2 years now. Not something what? Is fundamentally broken. Not. Hopefully the sudden shift of having Oliver on his own and entertaining killing again will bring a much needed jolt. Now, wouldn't that be cool for like season five, which just literally is just him and Felicity?
Yeah, because when before he and Felicity dated before, he was a killer. Before he had Dick and Thea, he was a killer. So what if Merlin ends up joining Team Arrow? That'll be very interesting. If Merlin
that would be
Team Arrow,
crazy.
Two killers on the loose to save the city.
Crazy.
Oh and
gosh. Do you think
Green Lantern might show up?
No. The Red Arrow. What's his name?
Roy, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope Roy shows up.
What if he comes back and joins as part of the new team?
I think that'll be the right thing to do because no Dick, no more Thea, no more Laurel. So I think it'll be a good way to do like a Batman and Robin type thing. I think that'll be cool.
Yeah, it would be nice to have that.
Just the two of them because I would love just to see Green Arrow.
Just the two of
the
them for the whole season, and that's a wrap. Let's go.
Yep. And I wonder if she's going to even come back. Willa Holland and John Diggle is going to come back.
Yeah, we won't know. Until next season, which starts usually late September. So,
or October.
Join us then. Arrow Talk will be taking a break this summer as the show has ended. We'll continue back on season 5 of Arrow. I cannot believe it. We'll be doing this for 5 years.
Wow.
That's going to be crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, 20,
Matt, we could have had a 5-year-old between us.
What? A 5-year-old?
That's scary. 5-year-old.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Matt, right. Give us a season finale of Arrow shout out, sir, as this wraps up season 4 of Arrow.
I thought it was a great season. I love this season and how he became the Green Arrow. I love the Arrow Cave. They did great bringing in Constantine. It was so sad to see Laurel go. I love the season finale. So glad Damien Dark is gone. Cannot wait for season 5. Come on, season 5. We need it. All right, guys. Enjoy your break and talk to you guys soon.
All right. You have a safe summer, sir, and we'll talk soon. All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah. All right. Bye.